WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A majority of D.C. council members say they will vote today to approve the Right to Die bill. If it ultimately becomes the law, doctors would be allowed to prescribe lethal drugs to help certain qualified terminally ill patients end their own lives. The bill still needs two more affirmative votes by the council, though, and Mayor Muriel Bowser hasn't said yet if she'll even sign it. Forecasters say the temperature could tie or set a record here in Washington today. And we're not alone, says meteorologist Pedro Javaheri.
Over 40 records could be set across the country by this afternoon. And you see in places like Philly, Birmingham, Memphis, and Dallas, temps you would typically expect in August and September, certainly not a few days before Halloween.
Now, here in Washington, the record for the day is 85. We could equal that mark today. Our complete Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton's conduct as Secretary of State was even worse than Watergate. His remarks followed new revelations about Clinton's emails.
Newly released documents suggest a top State Department official pressured the FBI to declassify an email about Benghazi that was on the private server Clinton used while Secretary of State, possibly in exchange for offering to help station FBI agents overseas.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Stars of Hollywood and Broadway put on a splashy fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in New York last night. Clinton herself spent the day with advisors preparing for the final presidential debate, which, of course, you can hear tomorrow night live here on WMAL and WMAL.com tomorrow night at 9. Stun guns will soon be legal to possess in D.C. But the D.C. Council has a lot to work through before then.
The Supreme Court last March ruled electronic weapons are included in the Second Amendment. Thus, D.C.'s outright ban on stun guns became unconstitutional. Now the council has to work on regulations.
Anything from treating it like the pepper sprays, which is very minimal, all the way up to concealed pistol licenses.
Art Parker in the D.C. Attorney General's office says there needs to be more conversation about who can have them and where. D.C.'s interim police chief, Peter Newsham, agrees.
I believe the current proposal has juveniles, but I don't know if there's a consideration for convicted felons or people who have temporary protection orders.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some longtime Montgomery County homeowners may soon be in line for a tax break. County Council President Nancy Florine is leading the effort.
Create a new property tax credit for our residents who are at least 65 years old. The caveat is that they have to have lived in the same dwelling for at least 40 years.
The tax break would also be only for those whose homes are assessed at no more than $500,000. Maryland's Attorney General plans to ask the state's court system to adopt new rules on bail to prevent the indefinite jailing of people who can't afford bail. Brian Frosch recently wrote an opinion that the state's current cash bail system probably would be found unconstitutional. The fundraising effort to help former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell pay his legal bills isn't doing quite as well as they'd hoped. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the fund took in just under $19,000 in the third quarter of this year. That's a small fraction of what McDonnell owes his lawyers. It's believed to be around $10 million. Opening statement set for today in Charlottesville in a defamation lawsuit filed by a University of Virginia administrator against Rolling Stone magazine. Nicole Iramo wants $7.8 million in damages for the way the magazine portrayed her in its now discredited 2014 story about an alleged gang rape at UVA. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,086, the Nasdaq at 5,200. Sports, the Cleveland Indians pushed the Toronto Blue Jays to the brink of elimination with their third straight win in the American League Championship Series. Monday Night Football, the Cardinals beat the Jets. Hockey, the Caps host Colorado tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The final debate.
The biggest political event anywhere in the world.
Wednesday, live on WMAL.
First of all, I want to say this.
Live coverage followed by your phone calls till midnight.
This is the big story.
Hear it here on WMAL.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Merrifield area, Virginia, we're really slow because of this crash here on Gallows Road. It's northbound north of 50 Arlington Boulevard. Still have a lot of activity there. So if you're heading anywhere through that stretch, that's why you're seeing those delays, especially if you're coming off of 50 and off of the Beltway. Now let's get you around the Beltway. Minor crash was Interloop near Braddock Road. Cleared quickly, but heavy volume through Annandale, which we pretty much see at this time of the morning. On the Maryland Belt, we had two separate incidents in the Bethesda area. Interloop, as you approach Connecticut Avenue, it was debris along the right side. And on the outer loop, the exit to 355, accident activity. It looks like they are now allowing you to make that exit. Out of Frederick and on to 270, hung up southbound 15 past 40 West Patrick Street with the crash. Then the volume on 270 begins before Route 80 Urbana. A Northwest DC 16th Street Military Road area reported crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running sunshine and record heat across the area today. Tomorrow, the record high for today is 85 degrees. Pretty good chance we may get to 85, maybe warmer with sunshine. Clear tonight, very mild, 67. A few clouds with sunshine tomorrow, near record heat again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Dumfries, 52 in Bowie, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. What did the WikiLeaks Clinton campaign emails reveal? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. You're starting your day off the right way. Good for you. Coming up in just 10 minutes, what's with all the rats in D.C.? We just broke a record here. We'll talk to a rat expert from Orkin. At 8:05, Noah Pollack, Weekly Standard, on continuing issues with the UN undermining the state of Israel. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
So what's going on with the what's going on with the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia? Some questions have been raised about whether or not the Trump campaign and Republicans were largely starting to pull out of the state and not spend a great deal of money. Well, then there's this story that comes by way of various media outlets that the Trump campaign has agreed to put $2 million into a TV campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia to further their candidates' fortunes in the state. $2 million is a pretty sizable media buy in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it suggests that the Trump campaign perhaps is not pulling out, is still committed, and believes that indeed it is a winnable state. Joining us on the line right now, Mike Rubino, Trump senior advisor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. So we're reading this morning that the Trump campaign's putting $2 million into a TV campaign to keep things going in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But this comes amid reports that, you know, the polls don't look all that positive in the Commonwealth. So what's going on?
Well, those reports last week were false, categorically. We are not pulling out. We're doubling down.
Explain
CNU that. Poll, that was an outlier.
That poll was an outlier. Explain how you're doubling down. What's the strategy in the Commonwealth right now? What are the prospects, and how much money are you going to be spending?
Well, Mr. Trump will be visiting the state a couple more times between here and Election Day. We'll also be having some top-level surrogates come through the state as well. And, you know, we have one of the most robust ground games that this state's ever seen. So by doubling down, we're just going to add more and more volunteers. People are coming from all across the country to come and knock and make phone calls in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So we've never had a voter contact system like this in the Commonwealth. And that's going to speak volumes on Election Day, because we're going to bring all the disaffected voters to the polls.
Well, I mean, listen, of course, I'm pulling for you there, but I wonder, because so many of the polls that I see suggest that it is made perhaps out of reach. I mean, there's a one poll that has Clinton up by 15, another that has her up by 9, another that has her up by 8. There is one that has it Clinton plus 3, but the overall average, according to Real Clear Politics, is 8.7. For Clinton, she's up by about almost 9 points, according to the average. So what do you see out there, and what are you detecting that the polls are not picking up?
Well, two or three points on that one. One, there's always been, and I've run, 7 different states for Mr. Trump in the primaries. There's always been an undercurrent of support that hasn't been pollable. And what I mean there is that he has so many supporters that aren't typical voters, they don't ever get reached by a polling company. So that's one very important thing. Two, Virginia is a state that always breaks late. You look at Ed Gillespie, he was down by 9. He ended up losing by 0.8%.
That's true.
Look at Ken Cuccinelli, he was down by 11. He lost by 3%. And these polls, they're all manipulating, and they're all different as far as what they think, different level of women / African Americans will come out and vote. Like for right. Christopher Newport, they're changing the amount of people that come out in the northern part of the state as opposed to the southern part of the state. So it just depends on, what you believe in. You just have to run true. And we know what we think Election Day will look like, and it doesn't look like the Christopher Newport poll, I'll tell you that much.
Let me ask you this, Mike Rubino. It seems to me, you're right, it's not just Virginia, it's across the country. You always see this. Oh, my gosh, these polls are tightening right before Election Day. And they always seem to tighten in favor of the Republican. There's this wide gap, and the Democrats are running away for it. And you mentioned Virginia, you mentioned Gillespie, you mentioned Cuccinelli. It's uncanny how the polls are all wrong, or they're projecting a huge Democrat win, and then at the very end it tightens up. So let me ask you this. What do you think is at play there? Do you think that the media sponsored polls are manipulating the vote purposely? And if so, what do your internal polls? This is why campaigns do internal polls, so they're not beholden to the media. So what do your internal polls tell you?
Well, internally, I'm seeing that Mr. Trump's running far better than Mitt Romney ever did in the 6th district, in the 9th district, the 5th district. So you look at all of those places, there's about 54 counties there that typically only turn out about 60% of their voters. So let's say that Mr. Trump this time brings out 75% of the voters in those counties. Well, that's 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,000 voters per county. Okay. So that automatically is going to eat away at Northern Virginia. Then what you're seeing internally and externally, actually, is the early vote numbers that have just been coming in. Well, places like Norfolk and Newport News and Portsmouth, places that the Democrats need to early vote, they're not having the numbers that they're supposed to have. So what you're seeing is a level of apathy on places that Democrats need. And that ultimately, I believe, is going to lead to a Trump win here in the Commonwealth.
Well, ultimately, I mean, if you're putting your money where your mouth is and you're plopping down $2 million to buy television ads, that suggests that you're not just doing that because you want to throw some money away, that you do see something. I want to hear more about the ground game, because you make a very bold statement there when you say it may be the best ground game Republicans have ever had.
Well, the Republican National Committee invested in 2013 into the state, and they built basically the Barack Obama model of a neighborhood-centric ground game. So they've been, executing that for years at this point. But why I say it's the best ground game that the Commonwealth's ever seen is that Mr. Trump has managed to garner a level of enthusiasm amongst the grassroots network that's pretty much unprecedented. He ran a grassroots campaign in the primary because he never spent any money. When he did, it was his own. And what we were doing voter contact wise was all grassroots driven. So we have a pre-built infrastructure that's incredible, and all we're doing is plugging in with more volunteers than I've ever seen in any professional campaign that I've run.
Wow.
And that alone is a big deal. And on top of that, you know, Mr. Trump manages to drive messages home every day. He's his own media machine. And that's, you know, people adore him. And that's why you see tens of thousands of people show up at these rallies, because they just feel such a personal connection to the candidate.
All right, all right. Mike Rubino, we got to leave it there. But just to reiterate, you're not buying into the media narrative that this is all about Loudoun County, Prince William County, Northern Virginia. You're saying that you're increasing the turnout compared to Mitt Romney back in the downstate and more southern parts of Virginia. You're increasing his turnout by greater than 50%, and that's going to be the difference maker, or one of the difference makers. That's very interesting.
The many difference makers, but I'll tell you, Election Day is going to be very interesting here in the Commonwealth.
We're going to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Great stuff.
Mike Rubino, Senior Advisor to the Trump Campaign here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up on the Fairfax County Parkway. We'll take you southbound after I-66. So south of 66, I'm looking at big delays here. You might want to try to avoid this for a little while. South, before you get to Braddock Road, that's where the delays begin. Jammed to the crash after Pope's Head Road. And then beyond that, still have a little bit of volume. Northbound on the approach, definitely seeing those delays as well, just with that northbound volume plus the rubbernecking. 123 is working a little bit better for you. Heading from Merrifield, the crash, finally seeing a tow truck here. On northbound Gallows Road, north of 50 Arlington Boulevard, big delays trying to push through that stretch as well. For the Wilson Bridge backups, we're back near Route 5 now. Inbound Suitland Parkway, heavy delays as you approach 295, but nothing reported along the way. Two items on the Maryland Beltway inner loop. Oh no, no bungee cords? Somebody dropped a couch. On the inner loop, as you come up to Connecticut Avenue, that was along the right side. Looks like crews were able to clear that now, but volume. On the outer loop at the exit for 355 had the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for high temperatures today around 84, but the record high is 85, so we might break a record today. 67 overnight. Tomorrow, another warm day, 85. Tomorrow night, though, showers move in. A stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 67. They're calling for rain on Thursday and Friday, but on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, cooler temperatures. Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Why does Washington, D.C. have so many rats? Oh, I know. The jokes just write themselves. But, of course, we're talking about rodents here. And to help answer this question, Dr. Ron Harrison, Orkin entomologist, yesterday, the list of the most rat-infested cities was announced, and D.C. ranks number 3 behind Chicago and New York. Dr. Harrison, this makes no sense to me. What makes a city more rat-infested than another?
Yeah, there's two or three things that are important. First of all, older cities that have underground infrastructure where rats can go down when it's kind of cold up above are just prime locations. So when you're in the Northeast, and you know, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington, those are cities that have been around a long time. And then the other thing is that when you have people that are compact, living close together, a lot of times their debris and garbage and things of that sort sit out and give plenty of food for rats to feed on.
All right, so, you know, obviously everybody assumes New York has the most rats. I was surprised to see Chicago actually beat it out this year. It's okay, New York. You'll catch them next year. But, you know, I'm thinking the Eastern Seaboard here. Okay, New York, old city, lots of population, underground infrastructure. That makes sense. How does D.C. rank right behind them? You would think Philadelphia, maybe Boston, would be up there as older cities who also have the same issues. Why did they dodge the bullet here?
Well, it's all in perspective. It doesn't mean they don't have rats. It just means that D.C. has a few more that, based on our services that we performed. But it's interesting, too. Weather has a big thing to do with it. We've seen issues where you get really, really cold winters in New York or possibly in Chicago, and then the numbers go down and then they rebound. So a lot has to do just with Mother Nature kind of keeping things in check a little bit.
All right. And do some cities have different rules or regulations with regard to what kind of preventative measures you can use? You're with Orkin, of course, or any other rat extermination company, or for that matter, what people can use privately with regard to poisons and traps and things like that. Is any of that in play?
Sure. There's two things to look at. First of all, cities will take responsibility for rat control. And then sometimes because of budget cuts, they'll cut back. So we see that with Chicago and New York, that there'll be an outcry from the citizens, and then they're doing things, and then slowly it backs off. So that's the first thing, that cities do have an impact in reference to helping keep it down. Now, of course, the Environmental Protection Agency determines which products and how to use those products. And so that's going to be consistent across the board. And most states will therefore follow suit with what the EPA says. So I'm not aware of any state that says, you can't apply if the EPA says that you can't.
Well, if there's some crazy environmental regulation that you haven't heard about, Dr. Harrison, trust me, D.C. would come up with it, probably.
Let me comment on that, because I think that's important. That there are, though, people that have a concern about any type of suffrage of an animal. And so they sometimes scream pretty loud. Now, of course, protective species and things of that sort, but we got to remember that the rats we're dealing with are non-native to this country. And so really have no place really a part of the environment. And then the diseases they transmit are significant problems. So I think we really need to do all we can to reduce the population of rats.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. And no, you're not going to mess up anybody's ecosystem by getting rid of some rats. Let me ask you this. In New York, Chicago, and D.C., I'm thinking of those three cities. They do have a lot in common, as you laid it out. They also have waterways, rivers, that are integral to the cities. Of course, we have the Potomac here. Do rivers have anything to do with this in terms of keeping the rats compacted into the major metropolitan area?
It certainly can help. Rats have to eat and drink every day, and so having that access can be helpful. We also know that, particularly on the Eastern Seaboard, that the ocean keeps the temperature a bit more mild, so that probably helps a little bit, but then Chicago doesn't have any of that. It does have a river, but it's mainly that infrastructure and the food source, the garbage that's available, that really is the perfect condition for it.
All right. Meanwhile, we have a lot of listeners out in the suburbs, of course, that make their way into the city. Why is it that suburbs and rural areas sort of not have the same kind of rat problem?
Well, it can kind of, it's how tightly people live, and so you don't have as much overall trash. And then usually you don't have that infrastructure that's below ground.
Oh, yeah.
So what they have to do is burrow themselves. Sometimes it gets so cold it'll freeze them, but that's usually what it is people are living closer together in cities and in an underground infrastructure.
All right. Well, listen, we had the question and you answered it. Why does D.C. have so many rats? And we didn't get into politics at all. I'm very impressed.
That's right.
Dr. Ron Harrison, Orkin entomologist, answering the question, at least specifically to the four-legged, long-tailed, buck-toothed rodent type of rat, why D.C. seems to be having and continues to have a rat problem. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Harrison.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your HealthFlex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
All right, let's talk about my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. I've been talking about them for years now. That's right, I've been talking about Frank for years. I mentioned Frank's military service, West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system, his ability to deliver results on time for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, you see, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients. That's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of state, he called Frank Prindle. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home and wanted to recoup his money. Frank cranked up the marketing system, and after 1 weekend, listen to this, 1 weekend, sold Thomas's home for well over list price. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, getting a little bit better here on Gallows Road. I just watched the crash completely clear northbound Gallows Road, north of 50 Arlington Boulevard. So if you're sitting in those delays, trying to make the approach, again, 50 and Arlington Boulevard, Gallows Road stretch, all lanes reopen. Now, not doing so good. We still have accident activity here on 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. Delays almost as you come off of I-66, and it is solid bumper to bumper to get you past the crash after Pope's Head Road. So commuters might want to take 29 Lee Highway, head toward your destination in that area, or bail out if you're in the backups over to 123 northbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching Pope's Head with a lot of rubbernecking delays. Now let's get you into town. 395 heavy through Landmark again at the 14th Street Bridge, top side of the Beltway jammed before it gets to 95 to George Avenue, the Wilson Bridge near Route 5, and for Metrorail, they had an earlier switch problem near Rhode Island Avenue, and that had been resolved, but right now they're saying on the red line, due to speed restrictions, expect additional red line delays. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make the difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross. Help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today than it was yesterday. Record warmth possible. It's mild for the first part of the day. Lots of sun through the afternoon. 84 right now, falls one shy of tying the record, but might even get there on a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees at 7:27. Hey, have you ever said to yourself, self, you know, I'd like to hang out with that Brian Wilson and Larry O'Connor.
Is that how you talk to yourself?
You
know,
call
yourself self?
I go, self, yes, when I talk to myself. I go, self, you know what you really should do?
It's a Steve Martin thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You take a little Steve Martin deal.
I think a lot of people do
that. Called you on that, didn't I?
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, we do. But the point is.
The larger point that I'm trying to make before I was so rudely interrupted.
I do that a lot.
Was that if you've ever wanted to hang out with Brian and Larry,
yes.
Friday would be the time to do it.
Yeah, it would.
Because we're doing the diner tour, the WMA. Diner Tour is back. This Friday we'll be at the Silver Diner, Tyson's Corner, 8101 Fletcher Street in McLean, Virginia. The show starts at 5, as
yes.
we do every morning. We'll go until about 9 o'clock. We'll be there. We'll shake your hands. There'll be pancakes. There'll be politics. There'll be pork. I'm pretty sure some pork products will be served.
Oh, you mean like bacon and sausage?
Yeah, that's right. Crispy bacon.
Could have meant something else.
Okay. So anyway, I'd love to have you come out and join us. We're going to be doing it.
If you want a halal safe meal or a kosher breakfast, you don't have to have the pork. Let's just be clear.
I guess I want to make sure that you know this.
Well, but I don't want
to. Then we're going to, the 28th will be in Rockville. The 4th of November will be at the Metro 29 Diner.
Nah, they come out to Tyson's Corner.
Starting this Friday, Tyson's Corner. We're going to have a good time. We hope you'll come out and see.
And I expect some of you to be at all three of these diners.
That's
you know who I mean.
Yeah.
Heather Hunter.
And
our producer.
I'm going to have biscuits and gravy.
All right. I'm going to have coffee. And lots of coffee.
Yes, I'll have that as well. 7:29.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed 2 deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up in just a few moments, you're not going to believe who appeared on the cover of AARP. It may depress you. We'll see that story coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Is this mid-October or mid-July? A lot of places, Washington included, could set high temperature records today.
It'll be 89 degrees today in Memphis and almost making a run at 90 in Nashville. Now, New York, Baltimore, D.C., enjoy it. If you like the warm weather, we only have a couple days of this to go because it is going to cool down.
Meteorologist Chad Myers. Iraqi and Kurdish commanders say they have paused their advance into ISIS-held Mosul. Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh is outside the city.
These forces moved down this road towards the city of Mosul, where there are 1.2 million people potentially caught in the crossfire inside that urban sprawl. Quite what happens to them? Do they get out to the refugee camps near where I'm standing, where potentially they can find shelter and some kind of safety? Or do we see a nasty and bloody end to what is the last chapter of ISIS in Iraq?
The front lines to the east of Mosul are largely quiet this morning. The Right to Die bill in D.C. is expected to get a major boost today as a majority of D.C. council members say they'll vote for it. It's far from final, though. The council would still need to vote on it twice more, and Mayor Muriel Bowser hasn't said whether she would even sign it. Donald Trump has rolled out new proposals that target corruption in Washington.
It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Trump proposing a package of ethics reforms aiming to tackle corruption in Washington, including tighter restrictions on members of Congress and White House officials taking on jobs as lobbyists.
Correspondent Manu Raju checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,086, the NASDAQ at 5,200. Sports, Cleveland takes a 3-0 lead in the ALCS with another win over the Blue Jays. Monday Night Football, Arizona crushes the Jets. NHL, the Caps host the Avalanche tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's Cars with a K at carsforkids.com.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79, and with that you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution. and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia had an unusual backup on 66 inside the Beltway, right as you head inside the Beltway toward Route 7. And that was due to a crash. They finally have everything out of the travel lane. So the closer you get to Route 7, the better the pace is as you head toward the Falls Church area. On Gallows Road, Route 50, Arlington Boulevard, where they intersect, we had an earlier accident. It's clear. Delays quickly easing. Fairfax County Parkway. That is a tough go. Jam from I-66 southbound 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. The crash is south of Popeshead Road. It's still at last check. Still in the right lane. Might want to avoid that for a while. 123 if you're pushing southbound through Fairfax Station. Still a better option for you if you can work over toward that way. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, your backups on 395 just about continuous now as you come off of the Beltway. 270. Now more commuters will be joining you because the crash in Frederick. Southbound 15 just past 40 West Patrick Street, finally out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today than it was yesterday. Record warmth possible. It's mild for the first part of the day. Lots of sun through the afternoon. 84 right now, falls one shy of tying the record, but might even get there on a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Manassas, 63 in Silver Spring, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. It's 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we'll be talking to Noah Pollack with the Weekly Standard. 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Luke Perry of Beverly Hills 90210 is on the cover of this month's AARP magazine, and the world as we know it has basically been destroyed. How is it possible that Dylan McKay is on the cover of AARP magazine? Honestly, what's worse? What's worse? That day you get a copy of AARP magazine in the mail, or actually being on the cover of AARP magazine? I mean, it's a rite of passage, I'm told. It's this is the signal that you are now an old person. That's what they say. Not that 50 is necessarily old, certainly. I'm told that 50 is the new 35. I don't know about that. But this has sort of sent a shockwave through many Gen Xers as they now are stunned into the realization that these pop culture icons from our youth are reaching the half-century mark. Now, it should be noted that Luke Perry was 24 when he played a high school teenager in 1990. But still, it hurts. It hurts bad. And I want to hear from you. You know, are you seeing your life flash before your eyes here when you see this sort of thing happening? And what person would really knock you into this stunned state of disbelief that, oh my God, I've gotten old? Is it Luke Perry? Is that what's doing it to you? Will it be Britney Spears? Oh my gosh, imagine when Britney Spears is on the cover of AARP magazine, or any of the people from your youth. To me, it'll be Macaulay Culkin.
I mean, when the kid
from Home Alone is now old enough to be on AARP magazine, that's going to be a problem. What about you? Do you have a problem with this? 888-630-9625. Or do you think that right now age is sort of a relative thing? I mean, let's face it, Luke Perry looks good. He's acting. Yeah. I just saw Tom Cruise in a movie. And my God, I mean, how old is Tom Cruise?
I will look that up.
Has he got a portrait in his attic that's aging on his behalf? What is going on with Tom Cruise? And he doesn't look, I mean, that's pretty stunning.
He is 54 years old.
There you go. 54 years old is Tom Cruise. Yeah, but
he's a very handsome 54-year-old man.
But you know what? I don't know. I'm getting the sense that Gen X is sort of pushing back in a big way on this whole aging process, even more so than the baby boomers did. And I think a lot of the people from our pop culture youth, as they get to be these ages, it's not having that same impact. But I want to hear from you. Is this sort of shocking your system to know that the kid from 90210, Luke Perry, is now on the cover of AARP magazine? And if that's not doing it, who would? Who would be the one person that if you saw them on the AARP magazine, it's like, oh my gosh, it's over. That's yeah. What about that pop singer Tiffany? Remember little Tiffany?
Oh, yeah.
From the 80s? What is Tiffany gonna reach that point? Or for that matter, who was the other one who was always in tandem with Tiffany? Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson.
Although
right
now man. She goes by Deborah Gibson.
Yeah.
But this is more so than seeing your children get old, more than seeing your parents get old, more than seeing your spouse or your siblings get old. When you see a person who has been frozen in your mind in time, in that moment when you first saw them as a young person, as a teenager, or as someone in their 20s in pop culture on television, you can still see them that age in reruns or in movies that you watch over and over again. And then you realize, oh my God, Luke Perry is 50 years old. It gives you pause, doesn't it? 888-630-9625.
I have some that might surprise you. Brad Pitt. How old do you think Brad Pitt is?
Oh, he is over 50, is
52.
He not?
52.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's like 56?
53.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, he's got to be pushing 60,
he's
right?
He's 60 years yeah. old, exactly.
Yeah.
The one that I think right now that would be surprised me, and I was actually surprised to read how old he actually is. When I saw it, I was sort of, really? He doesn't come across that old at all. He acts like somebody in his 30s. Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
I mean, Kelly Cuoco is 30 years old, and you think of him and Dr. Sheldon Cooper being about the same age, her and Sheldon Cooper being about the same age, but he's 43 years old.
Oh, man.
I know, he's, just, you know, man.
That is a serious problem. Sylvian Waldorf, you're here on WMA. You know, if we talk about pop culture, you can always count on Sylvian
Waldorf. She'll come through for you, right?
Yeah. What's up?
Thanks, guys. You know, I just turned 50 this year as well, and Janet Jackson turned 50, Cindy Crawford turned 50, and ooh. Larry, you mentioned Luke Perry's, that he looks good, and Tom Cruise looks great. But yeah, of course, they're being airbrushed and Botox for these magazine covers.
Well,
those are going to look good. I went to the Duran Duran concert in April. They look like mannequins. They're all in their 60s because they've had so much maintenance done.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's some truth to that. You're right. But also, let's face it, Luke Perry has sort of, I mean, he had a receding hairline in his mid-20s, right? I mean, that was one of the weird mm-hmm. things about him on that show. He and Jason Priestley and Tori Spelling, of course. Ian Ziering, by the way, a former contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. Jenny Garth actually was sort of my sweetheart mm-hmm. heartthrob on that. But you remember that Gabrielle Carteris, I think, she played Andrea on Beverly Hills 90210?
Right.
Wasn't she like 50 years old anyway? It was always weird to me that she was their classmate, and she walked in. It's like she had a walker when she came into the room. 743 on WMAL.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
By the way, yes, Andrea from 90210, she's 65 now.
Wow.
She is a little bit older. But, you know, it happens to the best of us. Well, hold on, I did the math wrong. She was born in 61. You can figure it out. Hey! Let's talk about Principal Medical Group. You know, if you're like me, you're having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless, right? You know, it's talking about phone calls, email, same-day appointments. Do you have that kind of access to your doctor? Can you email your doctor? Can you call them directly, or do you have to go through the call center, right? Trust me on this. I feel the difference with concierge medicine. and the very best concierge medicine team in this area's principal medical group. I'm so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Dr. Jones and the whole team over there is going to offer you timely, quality care that you deserve and also ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. You're not treated like a cog in the machine. It's not like, you know, a fast food restaurant in terms of medical care, which you so often see in doctor's offices these days. They're the best. Also, by the way, they're area experts in testosterone replacement therapy. Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Why don't you visit Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group? They're located in McLean. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones, 703-663-8824, or go online at principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, this rush hour really filling in heavy volume around the region. One area, unusual big delays, Fairfax County Parkway. You want to avoid southbound Fairfax County Parkway 286. The crash is after Popestead Road. Now still blocks the right lane. Delays continue to grow. They're before you even get to I-66. So again, southbound Fairfax County Parkway toward Popestead. Avoid northbound with the rubbernecking. And in that area as well, northbound on 123 before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway with the crash. But about the volume heading into town, 395 as you come out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Toll road slows to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway toward the American Legion Bridge. For the top side of the Beltway, outer loop, College Park and around to Silver Spring slow. And then watch as you pass the exit ramp for 355, had an earlier crash on that ramp. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heat possible. The forecast high, 84 degrees. The record's 85, so we'll make a pretty good run at it. Wouldn't be surprised if we get there. Mostly sunny and a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 747.
We told you yesterday about a bunch of stores who were deciding not to open on Thanksgiving Day, some malls who were doing it.
Yeah.
You celebrated this.
I did. I was very happy because I believe that Thanksgiving ought to be a day that is celebrated with family.
See, you had to actually think and make sure you pronounced it the incorrect way there. It's so weird. It's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Well, listen, I made
the... You don't say happy Thanksgiving. You go happy Thanksgiving, not happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
No, you say happy Thanksgiving. Everybody says Thanksgiving.
Or you know what I say? I just go, gobble, gobble.
So the stores that are choosing not to open on Thanksgiving Day, with regard to the getting a head start on Christmas shopping
or bread dressing,
or these malls and things like that, this also coincided yesterday with the news that Amazon was hiring something like 120,000 seasonal employees, 20%
more than they did. But that's not necessarily the seasonal employees who will work on Thanksgiving.
Okay, the whole point is that people are buying online and not going to stores, and the stores that are closing are getting all this credit for being happy, wonderful employers, but the fact is it's just because they're making a business decision. Well, Macy's has also made a business decision, and they will be opening on
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Day. But here's this. Macy's doubling down on the all of the pushback. They're going to be opening an hour earlier than they did last year. So they'll be opening at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and the stores will close at 2 a.m. and then reopen at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. So Macy's apparently sees good business sense in opening on Thanksgiving Day.
I love the AP story here. Macy's announced Monday it is staying committed to Thanksgiving Day shopping. And I would say what they're not being committed to is the families who work for Macy's. But that's okay, I suppose. It's a business decision. They're entitled to make it.
That's very generous of you to allow a business to make a business decision. And that they say that they're entitled. And by the way, I'm pretty sure employees worked that day. They weren't compelled to. All business businesses on Thanksgiving, ask their employees if they wish to. They can. They'll get double time. Everything is wonderful. By the way, last year, JCPenney opened at 3 p.m., 2 hours before all of their, 3 hours earlier than all of its department store rivals. How do you think that worked out for JCPenney?
They probably made some money.
Helped boost its business more than its offers. It was their best Thanksgiving and Black Friday weekend ever. So I know that there are a couple of outliers and a couple of malls who are closing, but trust me, the vast majority of businesses will be
malls
opening
around the country
on Thanksgiving Day, so that you can keep the American economy chugging along. And what better holiday present can we have? 7:49 on WMAL.
This is David Jeremiah, and I hope you will join me this week for a special event in your city.
Attend this stand-up tour event with Dr. David Jeremiah this Thursday, 7 p.m. in Washington, D.C. The evening features a Bible-strong message along with worship led by special musical guests Charles Billingsley and L.U. Praise. Request your free tickets to this event in Washington by visiting davidjeremiah.org/standup. That's davidjeremiah.org/standup.
Yeah, you've been thinking about wanting new windows. I mean, would you like to stand in front of some beautiful new windows and gaze out at the lovely fall colors in the backyard, all the trees starting to turn? Well, my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company want to let you know that right now is the best time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the company that does it all. They design, they build, they install custom-made windows for your home. It's made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is there are no middlemen, which eliminates a lot of unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. If you buy three windows, you get one free. I'm going to say that again. You buy three windows, you get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and, incidentally, your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. When? Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You'll get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. Well, that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's time now to see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Time to check in with Chuck Kamlick. Hello, Chuck.
And good morning. It's going to be one of those up one day, down the next days. Only today's the up day, so that's the good news. Stocks are set to rise. Profits, that's what it's all about. Goldman Sachs profits almost doubled last quarter because it did more stock and bond trading. Netflix profits almost doubled because it signed up more customers who paid more money. United Healthcare's income was up 23% because of its insurance business and its drug benefits management. Johnson & Johnson cleared $1 billion more than it did a year ago because of strong sales of Remicade. Harley-Davidson says bike sales in this country down 7%. Ford will stop building its F-150s in Kansas City for a week because sales of those trucks have slowed. A U.S. federal judge will hear arguments from Volkswagen owners who don't like its planned settlement with the U.S. Regulators want VW to pay $10 billion for cheating on emission scandals. And Delta Airlines shows off new uniforms for its workers today to make them happier because studies show that's what new duds do. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, around the Beltway we go. I-95 slowing near the ICC. To get onto the Beltway, outer loop heavy through George Avenue. A little bit of a distraction continues outer loop past the exit for 355 where we had a crash on that ramp. Also, inner loop approaching Connecticut Avenue. Had some earlier problems there with the debris. That's been cleared, removed. On 50, the John Hanson Highway coming inbound after 197. That's where we have a crash. So coming in on 50, just past 3301. You're going to see those brake lights pretty intense there. It has been jammed on the Fairfax County Parkway. Still, please avoid while they do the accident cleanup. Southbound 286 Fairfax County Parkway crash past Pope's Head Road. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running sunshine and record heat across the area today. Tomorrow, the record high for today is 85 degrees. Pretty good chance we may get to 85, maybe warmer with sunshine. Clear tonight, very mild, 67. A few clouds with sunshine tomorrow, near record heat again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 64 degrees at 7:56.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, myself. Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Further evidence that the United Nations is hostile towards the existence of the State of Israel. We'll speak with Noah Pollack of the Weekly Standard.
Are you?